Let us pray together. Almighty God, thank you for your grace in delivering us in this new year. Help me to speak your word with power and confidence. Allow each one of us to understand what the message from Psalm 1 means. Help us apply this into our lives. Bless all of those who are in this church. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. At the beginning of this year, many of you will be setting up your goals and plans for your family or in your company. We will be wondering how to set up our goals. However, as children of God, we know we have help. I would like to show you how to set up your goals wisely. In regard to this, I think that Psalm 1 is a good starting point because it is known to be an introduction to all the Psalms. It also helps believers of God how to begin their journey with God. Let us read together Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. The message starts with the word, blessed, blessed. We often say to each other, God bless you. 상기 주분이 복 많이 받으세요. For believers, it is a very common greeting. How many of us know what the word blessing means? No one. Blessing comes from the Hebrew word, esed. Esed means happiness or blessedness. Happiness or blessedness. The word esed originally comes from the Hebrew word asar. Asar means go straight. Go straight toward God. The basic meaning of blessings is to go straight toward God. Go straight toward God. Sometimes we forget to go straight toward God. It is easy to go astray in this world. However, we are told that we need to go straight toward God, no matter where we go and what we do. There's a Korean proverb. It says, 첫 단추를 잘 끼워야 한다. 첫 단추를 잘 끼워야 한다. This means the first button should be well connected. The first button should be well connected. Otherwise, other buttons will go astray. The similar English proverb is start off on the right foot. Start off on the right foot. The first step is very important to all of us. You may think you are starting your journey with God. You're starting your journey in your company or school or your family. But the first thing to do is to start your journey with our God at all times. Then you will be blessed by God and take the direct path. After this, the verse 1 says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. This verse refers to those who did not follow God. If we do not follow God, we will not be blessed. In this passage, The wicked is known to Rasha in Hebrew. Rasha comes from the Hebrew Ra. Ra means to be broken into pieces. To be broken into pieces. This means that if we do not follow God, our relationship with God will be broken. So we cannot be blessed by God. Also, the word for sinners is kata in Hebrew. Kata means miss, fail to arrive, lose way. Miss, fail to arrive, lose way. This means that if someone does not observe the law and commandment of God, he or she misses God or fails to see God. Believers of God are to follow God in order to get salvation. If they do not follow the word of God, they cannot be blessed by God. How can we make sure, as we make our decisions about coming here, that we follow God? Let us read together Psalm 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. The Bible says that we need to meditate the word of God day and night. Day and night. The law is called Torah in Hebrew. Remember the book of Deuteronomy? 6 verse 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Impress them on your children. Talk about them. Tie them as symbols. Write them on the door frames. Children of God must hear the word of God, obey Him, and teach it to others so that they can continue to follow God at all times here on earth. Believers of Christ must hear the word of God, obey God, and teach it to others so that they can continue to follow God at all times here in this world. In order to obey God, children of God should meditate on the word of God day and night. What does meditate mean? Meditate is haga in Hebrew. Haga means growl like a lion who is seeking his food. Growl like a lion who is seeking his food. This reminds us that children of God must be hungry for their spiritual food here on earth. Believers of Christ must be hungry for their spiritual food here in this world so that they can continue to obey God. They can continue to follow God. At the beginning of this year, we set up our goals and our plans. It is very important that we, children of God, disciples of Christ, have to go straight toward God. Go straight toward God and turn away from our sins, no matter where we go and what we do. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for your presence here today. Help us continue to live and work for God here on earth, and help us set up our goals and plans for our coming year. As disciples of Christ, we need your help to obey your word at all times. At the beginning of this year, I ask you to be with us and guide us and bless us no matter where we go and what we do. Thank you, Lord, I pray this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.